something in the air. I don't know if you feel it. I don't know if it's pollen. We cleaned yesterday, but boy, my throat's just not getting some of those notes out. Forgive me. Hey, I was reading something this week, and I thought I'd take a quick little survey just to see how true it is here. It was in a theological magazine. Do you remember your confirmation? Your confirmation. How many here were confirmed on Palm Sunday? It's actually several, many of you. Do you know the tradition? At least according to this particular theological magazine, the tradition behind being confirmed on Palm Sunday? This was a Lutheran periodical that I was reading as well. Well, it goes back a long, long time ago, hundreds of years, but this was when school let out. Easter was it. Think of that, kids. Yeah, put your hands down. You still got another month to go. School was let out because it was the time of planting and sowing and getting the fields ready. And so with school being let out, the churches went along with that practice, and they confirmed their students, those who had been studying the catechism, on Palm Sunday to fit in with what was going on in the world. A lot of those kids would be off in the fields helping to plow. Yeah, listen to that, kids. A lot of the kids would be helping their parents out to take care of things. You can thank me later, parents. But it was the end of the school year, but it was deemed, this is in a Lutheran periodical, it was deemed that confirmation was one of the most important days in a child's life. This periodical went on to write that it is one of the main causes of the lack of people who attend church today. Let me spell that out for you. By teaching kids that confirmation is sort of a graduation, once they've studied, once they've attended those catechism classes, and they finally get confirmed, it's a free pass to say, I no longer have to go to school, and they stop showing up for worship. That's the belief of the author of this article anyways. Well, I'm here to tell you that confirmation is really not, according to the Lutheran tradition, the most important day of your life. I would say that baptism is higher. Baptism is one of the greatest days of your entire life because it's something that you look back on for the rest of your life. It's an anchor to your soul. Confirmation's really not the end. Because think of what confirmation is. Confirmation looks back to your baptism. As a child, a young child, when you bring, as a parent, you bring your child up to be baptized by the waters and the Holy Spirit, as a parent, you are speaking for that child. As a parent, usually a father or mother would make the promises or the oaths to God and to the child and to the congregation that they will bring this child up in the faith. There are sponsors or godparents who would say, and you know what, we're going to be right there too. As a congregation, you take those vows and those oaths and hear that exhortation that says, and we're also going to help to make sure this child comes to worship, hears the word on a regular basis, teach them the Lord's Prayer, and continues the life in Christ. Confirmation is when the child takes over those vows. They're basically confirming that everything that was said by other people in the baptism, I'm taking over those vows. They're still true, and I acknowledge them today. So, in other words, confirmation really isn't the end of anything. It's really a continuation of your baptismal vows. Mothers, fathers, grandparents, godparents, sponsors, they're all still involved. They're all still there to help you. But confirmation is really just pointing back to that important event that took place many, many years ago when some kids are so small that they don't have the ability to speak on their own. Baptism, which we will have today, is really one of the great sacraments because it marks a true beginning. It also marks an end. We mark an end of our life with Adam, and we mark a beginning of our life with Christ. It's the end of the old self, the beginning of the new self. But it's a day when you're marked with the cross of Christ forever. And I wonder how many of us really think back on our baptism. You know, Martin Luther wrote, and this is really key, but Martin Luther wrote, "I am baptized." Now notice he didn't say, as I typically do, "Well, I remember I was baptized on such and such a day." And I know that you say it as well. I've heard many of you say it during Sunday school. "I remember when I was baptized." But it's really a different mindset. We are baptized. We remain baptized. It's not something that happened long ago and it's something we look back on. We are changed. We are a part of the kingdom of God, and Christ has marked us with his cross. I find it interesting that right after Jesus was baptized, what happened to him? He was whisked off to be tempted by the devil, and yet he resisted those temptations. I'm here to tell you, Abigail, is after your baptism today, you can look back on this special day. You have power that you can use against evil, against temptation. You can look back and say, "I don't remember that day when that happened. I know I am baptized. I'm a member of Jesus Christ's kingdom." And that's powerful. You know, we gathered together today on Palm Sunday. And again, it's a beginning, but it's also an ending. This is Jesus voluntarily saying, "I'm coming into this city to give my life up." So in some ways, we look at that and say, he's going towards the end. He's going to the cross. But do you realize that this is the beginning as well? This is the beginning of the time when he says, you are mine. It changes our status completely. The people of the Old Testament look back and their sins were covered, masked. Everything was dark. But today, when Abigail comes up and she makes her oath and she says, "I desire to be baptized and I renounce the devil," when her godparents and sponsors, parents, come up and say, "We too will be there for her," we're really saying that this is a beginning that all happened back on Palm Sunday, and for the rest of her life, her status as a member of the heavenly kingdom changes. It's a huge day. So I want to offer you once again, after today's service, come downstairs, have some cake. Give her your blessing. Everything changes today. It's not about whether you get water dripped on you or you're immersed. It's about what God's doing. It's not about me and my hands and what the temperature of the water is or how beautiful the flowers are. Those are all great, but it's about what God's doing today. A seal that you will remember for the rest of your life. And again, I don't want you to look back on it and say, "I remember when I was baptized," but I am baptized. I'm changed. And you look absolutely adorable and beautiful today. And I can't wait till you can come up in front of everyone so they can see how lovely you are. Am I embarrassing you yet? Okay. But pray for Abigail. Keep her in your prayers. Pray for her godparents. Pray for them to bring her to the sacrament. Abigail will also be one of those three receiving the Lord's Supper this Monday, Thursday. It's a big, big week in her life. And it's all because of what Jesus Christ did. Starting today, we look back on those actions and those events. So keep her in your prayers. And as members of the congregation, don't look lightly upon the words that you give today as well. Be there for them. Support them. And always know that it's Jesus Christ and what he did for us that makes this all possible. Amen.